Welcome to Awakening Mindset, the show for busy self-healers juggling the demands of work, relationships, and their healing journeys. I'm Melody Unique, your energy healer and spiritual mentor, here to guide you in finding balance, peace, and deeper connections through holistic practices like Reiki and shamanism. Today, we're diving into my three absolute favorite must-have manifestation techniques. And don't forget to check out my free Chakra Codes Masterclass, where I reveal the seven keys to manifesting success in health, wealth, and relationships. So grab your tea, take a deep breath, and let's get started. Last month was one of the best manifestation months I have had in a long time. And I say that because honestly, I think it has something to do with the Taurus season. I am a Taurus. I am a May baby. And whenever my season comes up, I always feel so liberated and like my manifestations come on autopilot. So last month, I celebrated my birthday on a private yacht, which was an adventure in itself. But what I also was able to manifest was a $200 discount code for my next booking, which I was completely not expecting. It was also the highest income month I've ever had in the past year. And I had noticed that I am to host another live in-person workshop at my favorite festival, Electric Forest, this year with free entry into the festival. Now, I'm going to be genuine with you. I would not have been able to manifest all of these experiences without these three powerful techniques. And before you're like, okay, I'm going to hear the same BS I've heard a million times. I'm going to do what you say, try it for a day, see that it's not working, and then write you off immediately as someone who does not know what they're talking about. And I feel you. I hear you. I understand you. I've been where you are, where you're like, well, I want to become a millionaire. You do your manifestation techniques, you do the 369 method, you journal, you try to create a storyline in your head of already having that manifestation, and you wake up and there's no $1 million in your account. There's no love of your life who is serenading you by your window. There is no child being birthed yet that you're looking forward to because you want to start a family. I get it. So before we dive into these three techniques, I want us to take a deep breath in through the nose, deep down to the belly, and from the belly out through the mouth. Okay, we're going to give ourselves a pause and reset. It can be so challenging listening to these spiritualists, these quote unquote gurus, who seem like they know what they're talking about, who have these amazing results in life, but for some reason, it just can't work for us. I guarantee you that if you sit here with me, you make peace with your present reality, you accept what you have right here, right now, you come to these techniques with balance, with groundedness, with understanding, with confidence, you are going to see some results. And for any reason, if you get tripped up along the way, always feel free to email me or ask me a question personally, and I will be able to help you out. The first technique I want to share with you is the Can I Hold It technique. This technique is all about vibrationally shifting your mindset and mental energy into maintaining the weight and frequency of your desired outcome. This is the same advice I gave to one of my clients in a mini Reiki session on a live stream, and within 24 hours, she manifested $1,400. Again, I know some of this sounds so taboo, some of this sounds like buzzwords, but I am not lying to you. I have the proof, I have the evidence, and not only did it help that one client, I turned around and gave this exact same information to my best friend, and they were receiving income out of nowhere for the next 72 hours. And I say nowhere, but I really mean there were avenues that were unexpected that this money came from. Not that it came from falling out of the sky, or not that they woke up and found it underneath their pillow. These are practical ways that this money was given to them, but they did not expect it or see it coming. The can I hold a technique is like asking yourself if you can hold the vision of your manifestation with unwavering belief and energy. Think of it as practicing the feeling of already having what you desire. Now, I know this is something that we have trouble with. Hopefully, we can kind of tweak and adjust this a little bit more, give you some more in-depth insight about what's really going on within your own energetic system so that you're able to have this be an easy and repeatable process. So it's not just closing your eyes and visualizing that you have it. Yes, that is part of the process, but that's just scratching the surface. What you really have to do is ask yourself, okay, what is my manifestation? Let's say it is $1,400. I manifest $1,400. I already have an idea of what that looks like. I already have an idea of what that would feel like. But if you are feeling yourself having this manifestation, having this money, and you are feeling nervous, you're feeling a little bit doubtful, you're having that resistance creep up of fear, doubt, lack, worry, you're feeling your chest start to tighten up, you're putting that on a pedestal, that is a no-no. That's where we stop the manifestation process and technique right in its tracks. The goal here is to feel absolutely neutral about the manifestation at the very first step of the manifestation process. If you are manifesting and you're feeling that resistance, it's time to switch up what it is that we're thinking about in that moment. So instead of the $1,400 that we're currently manifesting, let's switch it to something that you're able to manifest all the time on repeat. So for me, I'm able to manifest sweet treats and desserts like never before. Again, maybe it's that Taurus nature of mine that thinks about food, but I can manifest free sweet treats all the time. I can manifest parking spots all the time, a very common one. I can manifest other things in my life rather easily. So what is it in your life that you're able to manifest over and over and over and over again? Better yet, think of something that you're very confident in. So maybe for you, it's making espresso. That is your thing. If someone walked into your house and say, "Hey, Angie, make me an espresso," you'd be like, "Oh my gosh, bet." You wouldn't have to look up a YouTube video or Google how to make espresso. You wouldn't have to sit there and think about all the different ways you could make it and then ponder which one's going to be better than the next. You would say, "Okay, this person's asking me. This is exactly what they would like. I'm going to make it in this same way. I'm going to go ahead and grab this cup. I'm going to use this spoon. I'm going to use this frother, and I'm going to make sure that I'm building the best espresso coffee that this person has ever had because I just do this. This is something that is natural to me. This is something I'm talented in. This is something I'm skilled at." That kind of confidence is the same confidence that you want to bring into the manifestations that you're currently experiencing resistance in. Let's use another example. Let's say someone comes into your house. I don't know why people keep coming into your house. You probably have to get a doorbell or something and a lock, but they come into your house and say, "Hey, make me a quilt." You'd be like, "All right, bet. I already have some fabrics. I already have my sewing machine. I already know the patterns that I want to lay out. I'm going to make this the best quilt that I can because I know how. This is something that flows out of me naturally and effortlessly. I don't have to second guess myself. I can just do it. I can just whip it out." That's the exact same confidence you need for your manifestations. The only thing that is getting in your way when you're manifesting is you. You can get in your own way in many different ways. It can manifest in many different ways, which in step 3, we'll go over one of the biggest ways you can get in your own way when it comes to manifesting. But remember that there is no magical force that's keeping you from experiencing something. Yes, there is divine timing. So maybe the longer you wait, the sweeter the manifestation is, or it's going to come in a right time that actually suits your life better. But there's not one huge barrier that is keeping you from receiving your manifestations. You were incarnated here into this earth, into this planet, to bring spirit into matter, to bring heaven onto earth, if you will. So make sure that you're using that magical source inside of you by not getting in your own way and allowing yourself to create the reality that you are envisioning Can you hold it vibrationally? Can you hold it in a frequency aspect? Can you hold it in a physical aspect? Ask yourself, if someone came up to me and said, here's $1,400, would you say, oh, I don't want that? Would you say, oh, sorry, can't take that from you. I've got other things to worry about. Or, I'm already in my state of worry far too much and far too often to actually take that. No, you would say, oh, yeah, I can take that. I can take that $1,400. Thank you. Oh, yes, $1,400. That's exactly what I was looking for. Yeah, I'll grab that. If someone gave you your manifestation on a silver platter, would you take it or would you shy away from it? Be honest with yourself. Chances are 9 times out of 10, you're going to go ahead and take that. No strings attached. My manifestation, you're going to just hand that over to me. Yes, I accept it. Yes, I claim it. Yes, I can hold on to it. Yes is the energy that you need that allows for you to be successful in the can I hold it technique. So let me give you an example. When I was manifesting my birthday yacht adventure, I honestly didn't think it was going to pan out because I was looking at the prices and they seemed pretty steep. It was something that was out of my element, but I have been envisioning this for 2 years. And so I was like, well, I didn't do it last year. I didn't do it the year before. This year is my 29, my divine 29. And I was just in my element feeling like this is exactly how I wish to celebrate my birthday. Now, in the middle of this, it was not easy. Not only was I combating my own resistance of fear, doubt, lack, and worry while I was looking at the prices of a private yacht rental, I was also thinking of, well, if I split this amongst a certain amount of people, it will take the cost down for each and every one of us. However, I was inviting these people and they would say, oh yes, I can come, or ooh, I'm not really sure, I might have something planned that day. There were other friends that said yes and already RSVP'd and sent the money and then at the last minute bailed out. There were other people who I didn't even think of yet and I was like, okay, maybe they're the ones who want to come onto this yacht trip with me and celebrate my birthday. And then they would be just additional people who came on that I wasn't even considering in the first place. There were so many different dates changes to when this was actually going to happen. I had other people come to me with their financial doubts and their financial resistance, and I had to separate my energy from their price points, from their wallet, from their resistance, so I could just focus on what I was manifesting for myself. And let me tell you, it was not easy. This is something that I have never experienced before. I had never experienced going on a private yacht. I'd never experienced talking to different captains, because the captain fee is separate than the actual reservation for the boat. I had never made a reservation booking for a boat in my life. So all of these experiences were brand new to me. And there were times where I was really questioning if this was something that was going to happen, because it seemed like, honestly, I was the only one who was really excited for it at the end of the day. I was getting the impression that my friends wanted to be there for me, wanted to celebrate for me, but this just was something that was a little bit bigger than what they were expecting. But I wasn't willing to compromise what my manifestations or desires were for others when this was supposed to be a day for celebrating me. So I talked to one of my friends over and over again about this, the one friend that was just like so easy the whole entire time. Like, yes, here's the deposit. I'm so excited. I'm ready. Let's set up a playlist. Let's make sure that you have everything that you need. So in my moments of doubt, I asked for support. And I had my friend at the time support me through the changes, support me through my resistance, to support me into my manifestation, because they were on the same frequency and vibe of it already. They didn't have resistance. So when I collaborated with them energetically, they were able to stabilize my frequency so that I could then hold that manifestation. Not only that, I kept saying it out loud, whether it was just to that one friend who had zero resistance or to myself, but I did not repeat that frequency out loud to others that were experiencing resistance. So if I had a friend that was like, "Ooh, I may not be able to make it because of finances at this time. I already have other bills that are due and I'm just not sure if I can financially commit." I did not repeat to them over and over again, "Well, this is happening. I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to make sure that it works out no matter if you're there or not." I didn't rub anything in anyone's face. I left it very neutral with them. I said, "You can either show up or you cannot. Whatever is what you need to do, make sure that you're doing it. I don't want to pressure you." Kept it very, very neutral. But I knew in the back of my mind that this was going to happen for me. And I only reaffirmed that verbally and vocally to those who already were on that frequency as well. So that when I do manifest using my words, I was co-creating that manifestation for people who were already trying to manifest that with me and not allowing me to lower my vibration down to where I wouldn't experience it. The second technique is embodying the vision. This involves taking inspired action, shifting your identity, and building the confidence to attain your desired outcome. It's about being the person who already has what you want. When you embody this vision, you don't just think about it, you live it, act it, and become it. When I wanted to achieve my highest income month, I started embodying the behaviors and mindset of someone who earns that kind of income. I took bold actions in my business, invested in myself, and confidently made the decisions that aligned with my vision. By embodying the vision, I stepped into the reality of what I wanted to create. So, what did that actually look like for me? It looked like changing my environment to adjust to the reality that I wanted to be in. So I have an office in my home where I record, where I write my emails, where I go on live streams. And I had noticed recently that a lot of my stress in my day-to-day work life was due to me having my office in my home because I have two dogs. I have people who come and solicit and ring the doorbell. It's cicada season everywhere. So there is just a loud, constant ringing everywhere you go. And there was just too much external stimulus, and there was really a lot of comfort and ease and peace that I wanted to get into every single time I was not on my laptop or not on my phone, because the couch is right there. There's pillows, there's blankies, there's comfort food, there is just other resources for me to distract myself. And I realized I wasn't being as disciplined as I possibly could be with my work because of my work from home office. So instead of me continuing the frequency of frustration, anger, resentment, bitterness, and stress, I decided to take myself out into another environment and see if I could get more work done there. Now I go to my local library where everyone is quiet. There are zero distractions. There are other rooms that I can tap into if I want to be away from others. There are more resources and equipment available to me that I would not have if I stayed at home. So it became my sanctuary. Now that I have that alternative environment, I can go and escape to the library whenever I want to instead of maintaining my frustrations at home. Now, I still do work from home for certain things like live streams or recording certain videos where I want to have a pretty background, but it allowed me to step into the reality of someone who could achieve a higher income month because I removed stressors that were weighing me down energetically from that manifestation goal. Not only that, I took inspired action by revising my budget. When I looked at my budget month to month, I saw that there were certain things that I didn't have to spend on. There were other avenues that could make me more money if I decided to channel a lot more of my time, my energy, and attention into those things. So I really took a bird's eye view and, as unbiased as I could, make the adjustments and tweaks that better suit that version of me who was already making more money in my business. Something that I also do to maintain the frequency of really embodying the vision of my manifestation is constantly reaching back out to my spiritual team, my inner being, my higher self, that part of me that makes me, that part of me that makes me whole, that part of me that has a higher level of consciousness. I would often report back and reach out to those energies because I was able to separate my human self and the frustrations, the anger, the disappointment, the resistance, and I was able to elevate myself into a different way of thinking, a different way of seeing things. It completely switched my perspective and my point of view in general. When I was able to connect to my higher self, to connect to my spiritual team, to connect to my own intuition, I made more decisions based off of that higher level of consciousness than making decisions based off of autopilot or out of ego. Now, intuition is always going to feel very neutral. It may also be the more quiet voice in the room up in your head. The ego is designed to protect you. It's designed to keep you safe and in your comfort zone. So naturally, the ego resists change while intuition is a catalyst for growth and change and transformation. So I knew that I wanted to change, grow, evolve, transform. So I had to do everything in my power to frequently tap into a higher level of consciousness so that I could understand from a spiritual and energetic level what shifts I needed to make or what kind of actions I needed to take in order for me to align myself up for the manifestation that I was desiring. When you are going for a goal, when you're trying to achieve a certain amount of success, you have to remember that only 20% of it is action taking or strategy. The other 80% is all energetic. So that's exactly why I make time for tapping back into my inner being, for tapping into my intuition, for tapping into my heart space and its desires, for tapping into a higher level of consciousness. Because when you are working and playing in the spiritual field, you are able to shift your reality much faster, with more confidence, and with more ease. So for step three, we're going to tap into the final and most necessary technique if you find yourself getting in your own way, or that you are only taking action and trying to implement all these strategies in your life, but you have forgotten the energetic portion of it all. The third technique is release and heal energy blocks. This technique is crucial because it allows you to clear any energetic blockages that might be hindering your manifestations. We turn spirit into matter by using our entire chakra system, so it's essential to ensure that energy flows freely through your body and freely through every single one of your energy centers. Now, you know that I regularly practice energy healing techniques and teach you how to also heal yourself with many of my services and programs. Shout out to Beyond Balance and Unblocked. So when I use these energy healing techniques, such as Reiki or shamanic healing from Native American traditions, I release any negative energy or limiting beliefs through this process. This creates a clear channel for my manifestations to come through. We use our energetic system to manifest, starting from the crown And all the way down through the root is when we see that physical manifestation. The top three energy centers that we have are the crown, the third eye, and the throat. These connect us to the spiritual and mental bodies. We have the lower three energy centers of the root, the sacral, and the solar plexus that connects us to Mother Earth and the physical material world. Then we have our heart space, which is right in the middle of both the top and lower three energy centers, and it is the bridge between both worlds of spirit and matter. That's why our heart has the largest electromagnetic frequency compared to the rest of the energy centers. At the beginning of this episode, I mentioned a free chakra codes masterclass, which includes the seven keys to manifesting success in health, wealth, and relationships. The seven keys are the seven chakras. This is something that not every spiritualist or quote unquote guru is out there talking about, and I honestly don't know why. This is so important to know when you are manifesting, because you can 369 your day away for the next year and still not receive any of the manifestations that you're doing those techniques for if your energy centers are blocked or somehow negatively impacted. So it's very important that you're working on healing your energy. You're working on energy cleansing. You're working on gathering the techniques, the practices, the tools, the insights, the skills that will help you regulate your nervous system and align your own energetic flow for peace, balance, and groundedness. So, if you do not know how to use your seven energy centers to manifest or what that process even looks like, I highly encourage that you use the link in the show notes below to access that free masterclass and get all of that information. Take notes, rewatch it, watch it on 2x speed for all I care to condense your time. If you're like me, I do that with all of my podcasts, with all of my videos, but it will help you understand the energetic mechanics that make up 80% of your manifestation success. When I was manifesting my workshop being selected for the Electric Forest Festival, this was something that I was feeling confident in, but there is still some resistance, as there always is. And in this resistance, I was having fears around not being selected a second time. Last year, my workshop was selected and I felt like, oh, it's beginner's luck, but also maybe everything I submitted was very professional looking. Maybe I was just having that energy of excitement because I really felt like I could do it. But that's the thing about manifesting, because when it came time for me to resubmit for the following year, I was like, well, they already chose me once. What if they're not choosing people a second time? What if this is only for those people who want the opportunity to host a workshop and maybe never have an Electric Forest? Maybe they're only going to choose newbies, and maybe all of the submissions and forms and workshops that I've created isn't the style of Electric Forest. Maybe it's just not me this year. And in that moment, I had to recognize, this is my ego talking. What does my spirit have to say about it? And my spirit pointed me to my energy centers. They said, where is fear held? Where is self-esteem and confidence held? Where is connecting and communicating, engaging energetically with others held? Where is that energy? And I said, okay, that's my lower three energy centers. And they're like, you must clear out and purge the self-esteem issues, the lack of confidence, the imposter syndrome, all of these worries that you've created in your head that have no physical evidence or proof to back it up. You have to clear this from your energy centers. So through the techniques that I show you in my programs, through different energy cleansings that I have learned through my shamanic apprenticeship, I was able to get to the root cause of the blockage that I was experiencing and the resistance that I was experiencing, to then overcome it. And I focused on letting it go, which is one part of the manifestation process that must be done, no matter what technique it is that you choose to practice. This is the key. one of the many keys, but this is like the key of all keys. This is the master key of receiving your manifestations, okay? We don't take this physical thing when we're talking about manifestations and bring it closer to us. It's not really about attracting from a faraway place and really digging our hands, clawing into what that manifestation is, and then bring it into our reality. And okay, yes, now I've attracted it. It's more so about understanding that from a metaphysical standpoint, every single thing that we're experiencing in our external reality is based off of our internal reality. And the external physical reality that we see is basically just a bunch of smoke and mirrors. I want you to think of it as just a physical way of interpreting what's already going on within us. We are projecting our energy into the universe, and it is bouncing right back to us in a way where we can perceive it on a very physical level. And so what we are projecting out is our energetic frequency. And this is something that happens involuntarily until we decide to co-create and manifest on purpose. When we are co-creating and manifesting on purpose through understanding what our energy is doing, aligning back to our own spirit, to our inner being, to balance, to peace, to bliss, to harmony, that's when we actually start to see a different picture. Everything that we desire or prefer is already within our reach because it's actually inside of us. It is not something that we have to chase because it is like a dog chasing its own tail. We must sit pretty, vibrationally align through working on our energy centers, and then we will start to see the picture before us change as long as we can hold it and as long as we can embody that vision. So to recap, my three favorite and must-have manifestation techniques are the Can You Hold It technique to maintain the frequency of your desired outcome, the Embodying the Vision technique to take inspired action and shift your identity, and the Release and Heal Energy Blocks technique to ensure a clear channel for manifestation. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Awakening Mindset. I hope today's discussion has given you some valuable insights and tools to bring more balance into your life. Remember, taking small steps every day can lead to big changes. And don't forget to sign up for my free Chakra Codes Masterclass to learn the 7 keys to manifesting success in health, wealth, and relationships. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. Until next time, stay balanced and be kind to yourself.